Hello and welcome to Happiest Competition on Earth, episode 18. Main round, I don't know the number of that one. Zelina, what's the number?
7?
Wow, Zelina, you sound a lot like
Maybe
Jarvis tonight.
I didn't write down the episode.
It is 7 because next week is 8. It is the 7th because next week is 8.
Did you say round or episode?
I don't remember. I meant to say round, because I said the episode already, but we're on round 7.
Round 7, yes.
Round 7, which was, what was the theme tonight? Oh, overrated, underrated. You know, I shouldn't be this loopy. I just had ice cream, so, I mean, my brain should not be this bleh, but it is. So, yeah, tonight they had to sing a song from one of two lists. Or one giant list, if you look at it like that, of movies that we thought were either extremely overrated or extremely underrated. And we're hoping for more underrated than overrated, but I think we got a mix of both, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't looked at the
list. I think it's almost halfway, I think.
Well, that's good. That's good that we didn't get, like, all overrated, and we got at least a couple of underrateds.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so there's going to be some hopefully awesome stuff tonight. So anybody have anything they want to say before we head into the first singer for tonight? Oh, and JC has immunity. Forgot about that. Jennifer has immunity.
Yep.
He won the last immunity last night. You should go listen because it's a great episode. We're loopy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hilarious. Probably the most entertaining
Jennifer
episode this season.
Stuff in.
Yes, I didn't add anything in, Zell.
You just kept in what was already there.
Exactly.
Yeah, you didn't worry about the one on the third critique.
Oh, the dang noise.
I'm about that dang. If anybody can get that reference, props to them. Props to them if they can get that reference. It is an amateur voice acting reference. I'm sorry about that ding. Post it in the topic if you know what that means. So, anyway.
You get a cookie.
Huh?
You get a cookie.
You get a cookie. A digital cookie, but a cookie nevertheless. We're going to give you sharp cookie. We're going to give you sharp cookies.
I'm not going to finish that statement.
No comment.
And if it's sharp cookies, you win your freedom. Anyway, our first singer tonight is Reed to Me.
Chim chiminy, chim chiminy, chim chim cheery. A sweep is as lucky as lucky can be. Chim chiminy, chim chiminy, chim chim cheery. Good luck we'll rub off when I shake hands with you. Oh, blow me a kiss. And that's lucky too. Now as the ladder of life has been strung, you might think a sweep's on the bottom most rung. Though I spend my time in the ashes and smoke, in this old wild world there's no happier bloke. Chim chiminy, chim chiminy, chim chim chiri. A sweep is as lucky can be. Chim chiminy, chim chiminy, chim chim chiri. Good luck we'll rub off when I shake hands with you. Chim chiminy, chim chiminy, chim chim chiri. A sweet is as lucky can be. Chim chiminy, chim chiminy, chim chim chiri. Good luck we'll rub off when I shake hands with you. I choose me bristles with pride, yes I do. A broom for the shaft and a brush for the flue. Up where the smoke is all billowed and curled, between pavement and stars is the chimney sweep world. When there's hardly no day, nor hardly no night, there's things half in shadow and halfway in light. On the rooftops of London, what a sight. Chim chiminy, chim chiminy, chim chim cheree. When you're with the sweep, you're in glad company. Now where is there a more happier crew than them what sings chim chim cheree, chim cheroo? On the chim chiminy, chim chim cheree, chim chim.
How come I got one of my own personal overrated ones first?
Because people love you.
Mary Poppins. God! I love Bert, but I hate Mary Poppins. Reed, I actually really liked your accent on this. Like, when I've heard people do this song in the past, they either go way too far with the accent or don't go far enough, or it's just kind of awkward. But I thought that you had a really, you found a really nice middle ground for her, where it just was nice and believable as well, I think. That's part of it. I was really into it until it got to like the one that it slowed down a little bit, because the music slowed down, but you didn't listen to the music and obey the music's command to get a little like softer yourself, because like the music gets kind of like gentle and almost like mysterious, and you were still kind of singing with the same strength and boldness that you started off with, and it kind of clashed a little bit with that softness in it. And then I didn't think the harmony in the end was very necessary, because it was actually really funny. I was about to like hum along the harmony part in my like that Mary does when she sings a song, because Disney geek moment on the great movie ride as you're driving through the Mary Poppins section. They have both Mary Poppins and Bert singing this song together, and she does the harmony part with him in this song when it gets to that line. And then you did it, and I was like, oh, but I wasn't a big fan of it because the first couple of notes were still the same, and like the first note or two was clony, and then it harmonized, and it didn't work for me. But other than that, I still thought this was a pretty decent job. There was just those few small things. Jeffers?
Could be worse. What if he sang as Mary Poppins, like last night in his immunity round, singing ladies?
That would be interesting, all right.
Sanctuary!
Reed, I agree with Ambi. You really matched the sound and the part of Bart really
Bert.
Well. Like the
Bart?
I'm Sesame Street, right. Bert. I knew that. Like, your tone and your accent were very good, and yeah, it was nice to listen to, and I thought it was good. Nitpicks, it was a bit repetitive, but that's a song, but I would have liked a little bit more dynamics, like Amy said, the slowdown, and maybe more of a build in that last stanza after the cool what a sight part. And careful on your volume, because the stanza right before the musical slowdown was very soft, and the music was getting a little loud. And I don't know, was it a little nasal at times, or was that the accent?
I think it was the accent.
Yeah, I'm saying accent.
Just like certain words sounded oddly nasal, but I couldn't tell if that was part of the accent or not. But like Amby said, overall it was good. It was nice to listen to.
For me, the music was a bit loud or drowning you out at some points. Very Dick Van Dyke, aka Bert. I would have liked you to go a little bit bigger with it or done a little bit more with the song, because like Jeffrey said, it just started to get a little too repetitive. And for me personally, I would have liked if you just stopped before the Mary part, because like Amy said, you really didn't need that harmony, and it just elongated the song a little bit more. And I think if you ended at the end of Bert's part, I think it would have been fine. And that's all I have.
I have nothing else to say either, so that means that we are moving on. We're moving on to, and everyone better grab onto something really quick, because... are you all sitting down? Is everybody sitting down? Is everyone sitting?
You're sitting.
I'm sitting.
Mm-hmm.
The second up tonight is Faded Phantom. Oh my god.
Damn.
Oh my god. She turned in second.
Like a day early.
What? Super early. Whoa.
What That's is what going on in the world when Faded Phantom turns in second? I'm scared.
Oh my gosh.
I'm scared.
We're all gonna die now. We're all gonna die Disney deaths.
Boom, clap,
de clap, boom boom clap, boom de clap de clap, boom boom clap, boom de clap de clap, boom boom clap, boom de clap de clap. Try with me, here we go. I'm sure you saw this coming. Ambi, Zelen, and Jeffers, I expect you guys to get up and dance, so come on! 1, 2, 3, everybody come on off your seats! I'm gonna tell you about a beat that's gonna make you move your feet. I'll give you barbecue, show and tell you how to move. If you're 5 or 82, this is something you can do. Pop it, lock it, polka dot it, country five and hip hop it. Put your hawk in the sky, move side to side. Jump to the left, stick it, glide. Zigzag, cross the floor, shuffle in diagonal. When the drum hits, hands on your hips. One footed, 180 twist, and then a zigzag, step, slide. Lean it left and clap it three times. Shake it out, head to toe. Throw it all together, that's how we roll. Do the hoe down. Do the hoe down. Do the hoe down. Throw it all together, that's how we roll. We get to 4, 5, 6, and you're feeling busted. But it's not time to quit. Practice makes you perfect. Pop it, lock it, polka dot it, country five and hip hop it. Put your hawk in the sky, move side to side. Jump to the left, stick it, glide. Zigzag, cross the floor, shuffle in diagonal. When the drum hits, hands on your hips. One foot and 180 twist, and then a zigzag, step, slide. Lean it left and clap it three times. Shake it out, head to toe. Throw it all together, that's how we roll. Do the hoe down. Do the hoe down. Do the hoe down. Throw it all together, that's how we roll. A boom, de clap, de clap, boom, boom, clap. Come on, here we go. These directions totally make sense. You just gotta polka dot it faster. Come on. Pop it, lock it, polka dot it, country five and hip hop it. Put your hawk in the sky, move side to side. Jump to the left, stick it, glide. Zigzag, cross the floor, shuffle in diagonal. When the drum hits, hands on your hips. One foot in, 180 twist, and then a zigzag, step, slide. Lean it left and clap it three times. Shake it out, head to toe. Throw it all together, that's how we roll. Do the hoe down. Do the hoe down. Do the hoe down. Throw it all together, that's how we roll. Do the hoe down. Do the hoe down. Do the hoe down. Throw it all together, that's how we roll. Boom, dick, clap, ba boom, dick, clap, 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 boom, dick, clap, ba boom, dick, clap, clap, boom, dick, clap, boom, dick, clap, dick, clap. Throw it all together, that's how we roll.
Twitch. Twitch, twitch, twitch.
Stop twitching. I love this song.
Really?
I love this song.
And that was Faded Phantom with the Hoedown Throwdown from Hannah Montana. I'm going to take an Abby moment and say I have a personal vendetta against this song. Because, let's see, I think it was like 2 or 3 years ago, my mom's class in her elementary school, basically what they do is they have like every grade has a different musical performance or dance or something they did, and they were lazy and couldn't think of something themselves, so they picked this to do of all things, and then I was somehow wrestled into teaching the kids, and this song looped over and over.
You know it, you know it then.
No, I know the song, I know the dance moves, and I wish I didn't. Lovely, lovely, lovely.
My opinion of you just changed.
Lovely, lovely, lovely. Okay, Faded. Your ad-libs are so funny. And the part about dancing, no, I was not dancing.
I was not dancing.
I was dancing in my head, but I was not dancing. Your energy was awesome. And I think it's so funny because every time I hear Faded Phantom do a Hannah Montana or Miley Cyrus thing, for some reason, instead of sounding like chesty and like Miley Hannah-ish, she always pulls this like Valley Girl cheerleader voice, and
it's so amusing.
That's why I said I thought it was a Sharpay song.
It took me back to like our duet from Lone Star with Hannah Montana. I thought your slides were really good and your squeaks were great, and this is an extremely repetitive song, like Chim Chim Cheri, but I thought you did a good job at keeping it very interesting and high energy, and I just liked it, Faded. I didn't really have any, like, real negative things to say apart from the song itself. But yeah, I liked it as much as I can. Yeah. So.
Please wait as Zell comes back to life from this astrocity or whatever you like to call it.
I like in the notes, Zell has like some Sharpay song, ?
Yeah, I don't know if this is Sharpay or what. But then I just read the email. It says something about Miley or something. Then Jeffrey was also confirmed. So yeah, me and contemporary Disney, la la la. I'm going to critique this the best I can because my vignette against Miley Cyrus is very personal, dear, because I have a room next to me that had all those posters and CDs, and I hated her to death. Moving along. Cute intro. I felt you had really good energy for this. Maybe you could have, it could have gotten a little bigger. Again, I'm not sure about this song. And Hannah Montana shot. Ambi, go.
Something else, Ambi? I have to go first on something on my overrated list, so we're now even.
Now Zelina has to go first on one of her overrated list songs. So, anyways, Faded, I liked this a lot. I loved it. Like, your energy was awesome on it, and you really made it, like, fun and light, and you totally got into it. And it is a repetitive song, but you made it, like, each time you had to do it, it sounded just so energized and interesting that it didn't get repetitive to me. It was just like, yeah, party, dance with Faded, let's do this, awesome. So, I really liked this a lot, Faded. Good job.
Mm-hmm. Going 2 for 2 on the overrated list so far tonight. Come on. Good luck on number 3.
And I hope it's one of my songs or one of my movies now.
So, without further ado, up next is Princess Clary.
Girl, we got work to do. Pass me the paint and glue. Perfect isn't easy, but it's me. When one knows the world is watching, one does what one must. Some minor adjustments, darling, not for my vanity, but for humanity. Each little step a pose, see how the breeding shows. Oh, sometimes it's too much for even me. But when all the world says yes, then who am I to say no? Strut like a show girl. No girl, you need a pro. Not a flea or a flaw. Take a peek at that paw. La 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 la. Perfection becomes me simple. Unrivaled, unruffled. I'm beauty unleashed. Yeah, jaws drop. Heart stop, so classic and classy when not talking lassie. And la, ow, row, ow, ruff, ruff, row. Though many covered my bone and bow, they're barking up the wrong tree. Pops all over the city. I have your hearts and you have
All right, and that was Princess Clary with Perfect Isn't Easy from Oliver and Company. This is Jeffers' underrated choice. Yes. Okay. First of all, you're welcome on doing your backtrack research for you. Glad you found it. And yay for another Bette Midler song from Clary. My first note going into the song is, "Aw, no yawning Georgette." That made me sad. At the beginning, like somewhere in the beginning, it felt like you were a little bit off time with the backtrack. I don't know if those were liveries themselves, but they sounded like they were a bit off, like about a half second off or something. This snow could go over all. There were some parts I would have liked bigger, like some of the groans and maybe build like not talking lasty section. I would have liked that to be a little bit bigger. You did have some nice posh / prissy moments. You were missing some of the barks after the la la ooh woof 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 woof, woof. Yeah, those. I don't know if it was just me, but sometimes it felt like you had some iffy notes here and there. Like they were not off pitch, but they like wanted to go, or like they were somewhere odd in your range or in your voice. I don't remember what that note said. Okay, I would have liked the last note to be a little bit more sustained before it wavered or the vibrato hit. If you were doing a character voice, it sometimes felt a little inconsistent. And there was lyrical, for me, this was a lyrical error of not talking lassie and ah, you said and la. But that's just a really, really big nitpick. Ambie?
I think you were just way overly critical about this, because I just think it was awesome. I liked it. I have to, like, completely disagree with mostly everything you said. I thought that it was great. I loved her attitude on it. I loved her long note, that la. I thought that was awesome. It really showed, like, her, like, control on it, and I thought the barking was cute. The barking was not, like, over the top. It was kind of, the barking was a little subdued, almost like he was, she was like, kind of like, I can't believe I'm sitting here in my room, family's downstairs, barking like a dog at the computer's microphone. So I could tell they were a little subdued, but I thought they were still cute. Those could have been a little bit bigger for me. But other than that, I thought you had a really great personality with it, and I loved it. Jeffers?
I guess I can be, like, the middle ground in this, because I can see where both of them are coming from. Like, personally, I would have liked a bigger performance, but I was reasonably happy with what Clary brought. And my biggest note was, like, doggy noises. Woo, good job, Clary. Someone did this song last season and didn't do the doggy noises, and I was very unhappy.
I know.
Who did this last season? Darkhime.
The girl who did...
Grethel.
No, I think it was Darky. Oh, it was one of them.
Yes, go away. Thank you. Anyway, where was I? What? Are you talking to me? Never mind. Wait, what? No, I don't. Yes, I'm
not
sure.
From my end for
you
once.
You have it. Okay. Right over my head. Where was I?
Something about last season. Somebody didn't do bark.
I like the. I thought the part after not talking last season was good, but I kind of agree with Zell where your diva attitude came in and out. Like for me, it wasn't as consistent as it could have been. And your first slide on the first perfect isn't or. Bleh,
oh yeah, that one I could agree was a little off. I could agree on
was,
that
like,
one.
Kind of funny sounding, right? And then there was another belt on the me, like, halfway through that didn't sound as, like, clariness as it could have been. Like, it sounded a little shaky. But, like, so good job. Like, this is a hard song to pull off.
Yeah.
It is.
So, yeah.
All right. In that case, then we're moving on to, current episode order. We are moving on to Nani next. Yes, Nani.